It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, The Red Couch, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Prues.
Good evening, Fairbanks. David Prues here in the studio. We're going to go through our repertoire of good food, good locations, good events, things that make Fairbanks fun. Tonight, I have with us, sharing their culinary experience, their life, their lifestyle, Jen and Jeff Oden, the owners of Big Daddy's Barbecue. How you two doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. You enjoying yourself so far?
Of course.
You know, I drove down the road the other day, and you guys were look like you're having an event on Saturday out in your parking lot. Oh. Thank you if you were. Thank you. Great. What were you doing?
Our annual barbecue competition. Generally, we have that on for Cinco de Mayo, but we had to postpone that a little bit, and we ended up having it last Saturday. Barbecue competition, just dust off the barbecues and get together and have some fun.
How many people, how many teams, or how many people enjoyed it?
We had four teams show up. It wasn't a whole lot, but everybody enjoyed it. Absolutely amazing time.
And what did the competition consist of?
We had ribs, chicken, and then open class, meaning if you could buy it at the store, you can and cook it out there on a grill, and you can turn it in. And then we had the surprise mystery, which ended up being, we hit them with that about, I think, 10 a.m. And I think it was 10:30 we walked it out there. And it was a bottle of peach whiskey and lamb chops. And we said turn-ins are at 12:30.
And so you gave them 2 hours to do something.
Yes, sir. Create something and turn it in.
Who were the teams that competed?
We had the team Dog Days is one, mm-hmm. Turning and Burning. And we had two other teams that were brand new, and I cannot remember the names of the actual teams.
And you didn't call me.
I'm sorry. We wanted somebody else to win.
That's okay. I would have been able to make it. It's just so busy this year.
It wouldn't have been fair if you had been part of the competition anyway. You would have slaughtered everybody.
I could have been a judge.
We'll keep that in mind next time.
Yeah, who won it?
Turning and Burning.
They're good.
They are good.
Yeah, Jeff and Shelly, they're good.
Yes.
They know what they're doing. They bring it. How long have you had Big Daddy's now?
Well,
About 5 years, it seems like.
5 years today, actually. 5 years today.
This is our fifth happy anniversary.
Well,
thank you.
It's the first thing my
congratulations
said
and condolences.
You are correct.
You know, it's interesting how the road has different lanes, different turns, and everything like that. But you went through a pandemic, and while you're in a pandemic, you did maintenance and upgrades to your facility.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's special. That is really special.
Well, you know, we have a fantastic team. That's all I can say with that.
We
took the crew and our employees, and they actually did all of it. They stripped the floors out, painted the walls, cleaned everything, of course, repainted the floors. They're the ones that did everything. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Coco really did an outstanding job. She really took the bull by the horns and helped make that happen. And we were able to keep people employed despite the fact that traffic was non-existent or very, very low. Well, not very low, but if you're just doing takeout like it was back then, there wasn't a lot to do. We weren't able to keep everybody busy, but that helped us a lot. And Fairbanks helped us a lot.
Well, let's look at Let's look at employees. Everyone I've talked to in the restaurant industry, keeping employees or getting them back, you're competing against unemployment benefits that are unprecedented. Are you experiencing that too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we absolutely did. There was a few persons we did not. It was a challenge to get back, but.
At this point, so our crew is very loyal and fantastic, and so we were able to get back all of the people we would consider veterans. And
yeah,
then also,
your core. You got your core back.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some people that have been there, 8 years, 10 years. And, you know, they're chomping at the bits, actually, to get back to work. Mm-hmm. And so with that core, they're coming back in, and they can hold it down. They can run the place and make it happen.
You know, it's everyone tries to do barbecue. Everyone tries. Everyone might have a little bit of barbecue on their menu here or there. You guys do barbecue.
Yes, sir.
You live barbecue. You are barbecue. And I so enjoy your food. I so enjoy your food. But
it's all me.
But it's not just the food, you know. Whenever I'm there, one of you is there. Attention to the detail.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's we try to do it right. I mean, we've had a lot of folks that have, you know, that travel and like, oh mercy, we got barbecue in Fairbanks, Alaska, and then they come over and then they try it, and afterwards they get the story and they realize, okay, well, you know, Jennifer's Florida, I'm from Texas, and barbecue is just what we do. It's what we were raised doing, and it's what we love doing, and we try to do it to the best. We don't try. I mean, we do it to the best. We don't, just because we're up here in Alaska doesn't mean that we don't know barbecue. And
well, it's a testament. It's a testament to Jeff's attention to detail.
Yeah,
because. You know, I don't even think I'd ever eaten brisket because, like you said, I'm from North Florida. So it's all chicken and pork. so, you know, pulled pork. I was talking to somebody.
No cows down there.
There might be, but they're for milk, and that's about
Gator
it.
Bait.
And so Jeff does it right. And he really does. And that's the truth.
You didn't have a visitor season.
No, sir.
Mm-mm.
No one did.
No one.
And your location downtown on Wickersham and between 2nd and 3rd, you know, you're built for walk in, walk over, downtown business, drive up, drive in, drive over, hotels. Great location, mm-hmm. But you had a portion of it missing this season.
Yeah, a good 60% of it. I mean, for the summertime, that's generally how it is. Well, even stronger at some points because we have, you know, the locals generally will disappear because they know how busy it gets in the summer because so many tourists show up. But you know what? One thing I can say about Fairbanks is they knew the tourists weren't there and they showed up.
Yeah.
And it's not, we made it through this pandemic because of our locals. And I mean, bravo that they came out, not just supported us, but supported so many different businesses.
You guys do, today's Thursday, and yesterday was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And what's on Wednesday?
That would be wing day. Yes, sir. Best wings about.
And your wings, it's not that I've only had a few thousand, but I have.
There's no shame.
You do the full wing.
Yes, sir.
You do the full wing, and I love that, you know. Mm-hmm. And on Wednesday, you can get whatever you want for how much per wing?
$1.50. Yep. And then people, you hear that at first until you realize how big that full wing is.
Yeah.
And it's gigantic.
Yeah. You know, I'm a 4 to 6 person type wing. And just the way life is. And, you know, I like mine cooked medium, so to speak. And you guys will smoke them and bring them out if you want them extra cooked, mm-hmm. lightly. You have a great range of tastes and sauces. And then Tuesday night.
That's rib day.
Rib day.
All day.
All day.
All day long. And again, $1.50 per rib.
Yeah. I've done that a numerous times, too.
have you tested those before?
Oh, and then, you know, it depends on what you want. You have 5-6 different sauces to put on them.
Yes, sir.
So you can mix and match to your taste if you want to spice it up or sweeten it up. That's what you get to do. So, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday night, during the day or anytime Tuesday or Wednesday, you can roll in, hey, I want 6 wings. They're at your desk. They're at your table in 4 to 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. You have a beer. You have a cocktail. You have a sweetened iced tea, unsweetened iced tea. You're out the door in 25, 30 minutes. You're good. You're gone. Oh, and you're with, and now you're watching sports again on TV.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Which we do.
Remember those things?
Barbecue and sports. But don't forget Thursday now.
Yeah.
I was getting to that. Tonight? Okay. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say that those chicken tacos are over the top.
I know.
Soaking in that butter, shredded chicken, salsa, cheese. I mean, it's really simple on a corn tortilla, but it is perfect.
How long have you been doing that one?
That has been on the... Oh, actually, we kicked it off Super Bowl 3 years ago. It was a special.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
It was well-received, so we decided.
Well-received, yes. And then we were trying to figure out how we could do it in a quick manner because we knew if it was going to be a special, we'd have to put them out pretty quick. Because some folks come in and, I want 15 tacos. Well, I mean...
Yeah, our table. Yeah, oh yeah, our table, not David Prue's.
Well, actually, I guess it was 40 tacos right at noon or something last Thursday. And so, but we got it down where you, a quick dip, 3 seconds in the fry, throw them on the flat, get just a little bit of crisp to them, and then
put them on. Start filling them up and send them up. What does it cost per taco?
Per taco? $1.50.
$1.50 Tuesday, $1.50 Wednesday, $1.50 Thursday.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's a deal. I mean, you're not going to find anything better. Not for that cost.
No, you're not.
You're really not. And you're not going to leave hungry.
Yeah. And then if you're like my buddy Rob, you're also going to get your fried pickles.
You know,
over the years, he's even made me acquire a little taste for those darn things. I mean, you know, you dip them here and there. And
I love those things.
A little sour ranch to go
our
with it.
Yeah, our homemade sour ranch is the bomb.
you know, it's just another addiction for me is all. You know,
another
2 miles on the treadmill. Thank you very much. But you have such a, you know, a good lineup of not only on your menu, which we'll go into in a little bit, but a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, look at, if you're out and about, here's a great price for today only. We've geared up for it. Tuesday night, you got your ribs. Wednesday night, you got your wings. Thursday night, you have your little tacos.
Mm-hmm. All day.
All day. Start, what time do you open at? 11?
11 o'clock.
What time do you close?
10 o'clock.
So basically, you got an 11-hour window to get all the good vittles you need to get fast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to the Fairbanks Foodies. I have in the studio with me here Jeff and Jen Odoms, the proprietors, the owners of Big Daddy's, the northernmost southern barbecue joint in Alaska, if not the United States. I highly recommend it. I eat there often. They got good beverages, good service, good people. And we'll be back after these messages.
The Red Couch on 2nd Avenue, downtown Fairbanks' best-kept lunchtime secret, with fresh-made sandwiches, soups, and an incredible bakery featuring fresh-baked goodies every day. You gotta try their fish and chips with cod or their signature salmon fish and chips. That's right, salmon, with an unbelievable homemade tartar sauce. The only kind in Alaska. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they cater too. Make your next meal the Red Couch, downtown, and follow them on Facebook. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior, You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavora's has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. In the studio here with Jeff and Jen Oden. They are the owners, proprietors, the hard workers of Big Daddy's, the northernmost southern barbecue. Big Daddy's, for the last, I'd say, 15 years, has really set the standard of barbecue. You know, the previous owners.
Yes, sir,
Harold. Introduced it, Harold and his partners, and then he took it over. And then you took it over from Harold. You've taken it. It's a restaurant or a business is never something that's idle. You've added things to it since you've done it. Now, you got a great beer lineup. You know, yes, we're going to get into everything, but you know, but tell me about the new Valdez Brewery you got.
Well, a good friend of ours that he was from, he lived here in Fairbanks for a while. Him and his wife Tim and Diana Bouchard, and they're now in Valdez. He was brewing while he was up here, just homebrew. And now that he's in Valdez, they decided they're going to open up a brewery. And it's called Valdez Brewery, and absolutely amazing. Everybody's raving about it. Mm-hmm. And so he reached out to me, and then we got to talking how we could get it up here. And so we've been making weekly trips down.
Doing the Teamster run, yeah. You got to get my beer, honey. Jen, I'll be back. I got to go to Valdez and buy beer.
Well, especially
in August. You hoser head.
Every employee in August is like, I got to go.
Yeah, yeah. There's a silver down there, too. Yeah. Or a halibut.
Can we this trip off?
Running a half a dozen kegs back up.
Yeah, you know, I found that beer out in Jack Bay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, one of my two favorites of beer are the King Street and the 49th State Brewery. And you got King Street. You know,
yes, we do.
King Street, the Pilsner for me, is my, it's yes, mine. It's a nice, fresh, not heavy, not light. It's just a beer.
Both are local favorites. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Then, you know, you get even worse on me. You go into these signature drinks. Now, you used peach in your competition, and you have the peach Chinook. Please describe that.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm not the best with all these, with the
new gizmos and items on your menu.
Yes, sir. But with the vanilla vodka and the peach schnapps that are thrown in there, orange juice, and she's got something else, and I can't really miss Coco.
It's a kick in the butt drink. I can't right. say the
she,
other
she
term on
another,
the air, but
she
yeah.
puts another peach something in there, and she won't exactly tell me. Miss Coco won't tell me exactly what
the
secret is.
Oh, yeah, I don't
is.
Tell everyone it's in my spaghetti no, sauce. You know what the heck?
I stick in my lane, which is barbecue. And Miss Coco, my bartender, and then
it's called job security, Jeff.
Job security, and yeah. Amanda and Ani, they all know all this stuff, and they won't let me in there, but because the barbecue is more my lane.
You know, you put 8 signature cocktails on the menu.
Yes, sir.
That's an addition. That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I go in there, there seems to be an improvement. Besides the people working there that have a smile on their face. There's always an addition that I call an improvement, be it on the menu, a type of service, a type of beverage, something that you do. There's always, because again, the lanes are always changing, things are always there, and you have 15 starters, you know, appetizers. You call them starters. You know, this is where you're starting. We don't call this appetizers. This is where you start. And they're good for an individual meal or a group of people just to hit the nachos or the french fries or the burnt
sausage.
Ends. Oh, tell us about the burnt ends.
What are we doing up there?
Yeah, you know, you're world renowned for the burnt ends. What's a burnt end?
Oh, a burnt end is a part of the brisket.
A slice of heaven.
It is. The little burnt end.
The Texas boy is coming out in him.
You take it and you just give it a quick... The way we do it is to get it out fast. We give it a quick saute in that sauce, in a sweet sauce, and send it out. But, I mean, brisket's my... I mean, obviously from Texas, brisket is obviously my heart right there. And these are divine. They will melt in your mouth.
I know, it's that
What I'm sort of... You know, it's hard for me to go into your store. The toughest thing is the decision I have to make of... My stomach content can only hold so much. So I have to decide, you know, what... And it's like, you know, choosing which kid is best or which is my best dog, you know. And that's a tough decision. But I'm also really liking... starting to go after your sausage starters.
Oh yes, sir.
You know, great price, fulfilling, great taste, goes really good with beer. Don't ask me how I know that, but I know that. Oh man! Now, tell everyone what the Texas toothpick is.
Oh, that's a jalapeno that's battered and deep fried. Then we're gonna dip it in.
Stuffed with onions.
Onions, yes, sir.
Oh, man.
And then you dip it in the sour ranch, which, again, the sour ranch makes everything even better over the top.
Now, here's the thing about it. You can also, you know, I would go in there and your tacos. Mm-hmm. I'd get your pork fried tacos, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. You get two of them, and it's, you know, $7.25, then you get an order of something else.
Right.
You get two of your starters,
right?
And you're under $15.
Well,
and you got a great meal.
I thought you were about to say that you mixed it, because that's what I do every once in a while, is mix it with the toothpicks. You get the toothpicks as a starter, and you put a few of them over your taco.
Jeff, yes, I'm from Alaska. I'm not from Texas. Yeah. I am not that bold with heat. I'm Italian. I do herbs. I like spices, but you know, they keep me in check.
Yes, <sir.
laughs> I didn't grow up with chilies growing on the side of the road. Boy, you know, and then your sandwich selection.
Mm.
You've got. I would call it something else. I'd call it our signature sandwich craft sandwich selection.
Oh,
by what you guys
like
do
and
how you do it. You know, of course you have the pulled pork, but your smoked turkey.
Oh,
that's a great sandwich.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
We'll go to the brisket, talk about your brisket sandwich. Go ahead.
Well, actually, you know, my favorite sandwich is not even on the menu. And
this is secret stuff, Fairbanks. Listen here.
It's one of the most popular ones, too, and the regulars know that it's there. It's called the Ani.
Okay.
And so it's a lot like the prime rib sandwich, where it's a French bread laid out, mm-hmm. cut in half, toasted. And instead of prime rib, we go to the brisket. We throw the brisket on it, a little bit of melted Swiss, and then you get the sweet horseradish sauce. And you dip it in the au jus.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You see, my favorite sandwich of yours is the prime rib.
I'm not going to lie. That's good.
And you get like a 12-ounce piece of prime rib.
Yes, sir.
On this double French bread, a little bit toasted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm the type that takes the au jus and I put the horseradish in it.
Oh,
so I get the spicy au jus.
Mix that right up.
And I dip it in.
Brilliant.
And it's what I call, you know, when I was 25, it would have been a meal. Now it's a double meal Dave day. It's lunch and dinner.
Yes, sir.
That's how I do it. But you also have, most people don't have smoked ham like you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's another one, especially in Christmas time when we're doing whole. But this on the sandwich side. I mean, all of our sandwiches are half pound across the board, so you're not going to leave hungry.
Yeah.
But we smoke it for a good 6 hours, and then we take a little bit of garlic butter and throw it on the flat, and then put it on your bun. And so...
Now, here's the thing about it. You know, everyone talks about the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, my
God. And you guys got the Texas
mm-hmm.
cheesesteak. Forget bringing out the sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
You bring out the brisket.
We bring out the brisket, yes, sir. And again, I mean, brisket, that's where my heart's at. So you got a bunch of
brisket. Yeah, your barbecue, your Texas barbecue.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And you mix that with a bunch of onions and peppers and cheese, a little bit of sweet sauce, and it makes for a fantastic cheesesteak.
You know, then you know, we're talking, you know, meals on wheels, so to speak. You got your Casey Stacker and your barbecue sliders.
Oh, the Casey
Stacker. Casey Stacker.
That's something you brought in.
Yeah, I brought that one in, too. You know, if you go down to Dallas, what it's called is the barbecue snob.
Mm-hmm. It's everything under the sink, you know. Yes, it's everything in the kitchen, rather. You throw it on a sandwich. Here you go. Describe what it is.
So you take... Let's start with the brisket.
Oh, you're going to start with a Texas boy always starts with the brisket.
A quarter pound of brisket, quarter pound of pulled pork, quarter pound of sausage. Then you're going to pour a nacho cheese over it. So it's got a little bit of a spice. And then you're going to take the KC sweet and drizzle that over the top. You end up with 3/4 of a pound of meat. Well, you're supposed to.
But usually a little bit bigger.
It ends up being a solid pound of meat by the time we're done, always.
It's beautiful, too.
It's huge.
How? I you know, engineering marvels on how it stands up, too. Come on, you know. What the heck? And then your barbecue sliders, you know, hey,
yes, sir.
Send 3 out the door or 3 on the plate with them. Here you are, 2 people, you know, a couple guys watching sports. Things like that, having a beer, boom.
Well, if you can't decide, the sliders are great because you can get a chicken, a pork, and a brisket slider.
Yeah, you get the combo, so you get all 3 different meats. And
if you're eating light, then that's another option. So, you know, the tacos are kind of light, the sliders are kind of light.
Yeah. Then you have your dinners, and those are, again, meals upon themselves. You know, you have a whole rib dinner.
Oh, yes, sir.
You have the smoked chicken plate, the Kansas City brisket plate.
Yes, well, don't gloss over the smoked chicken plate.
Yeah.
You can get a whole chicken. That's one of my very favorite things to eat there. So you can either get a whole chicken with a side of fries and whatever, take it home, make chicken soup, smoked chicken soup later, or just eat it or whatever. But
yeah.
I love the chicken.
And you got this thing called a pig out platter.
Bring it all out.
I know. Just keep it coming. And then... You know, you have burgers, and you have great burgers. And you have the Big Daddy's burger, the Western burger, the bacon cheeseburger, the barbecue burger, the smoked prime burger.
Yes, sir.
And then my favorite, I'm the fly in the ointment. I just go with the Swiss mushroom burger, and it's one of my favorites. I mean, you know, the toughest decision I have to make when I walk in is what I'm going to eat. And it's like, you know, choosing the favorite. You know, do I go with the starters? Do I go with the signature sandwiches? Mm-hmm. Do I go with the burgers? Do I go with the wings? You know, and then you throw the seafood in there. You got, you know, I don't like fish, but you guys got great fish and chips. And then you also have, you know, that's very wonderful shrimp basket that I've, you know, dig into.
Mm-hmm.
And then for all those people, you even got salads.
Yes, sir, we do. You know, that one was hard for
me. Smoked chicken
salad. The first thing I wanted to change.
Don't hate.
I wanted to take salad off the menu.
Oh, you would have been crucified.
It was a great outcry.
Yeah. It was a great outcry for people. Oh, I was like, we're a barbecue joint. Who brings salad into a barbecue joint?
But then, yeah, people with their dates.
Exactly.
Vegetarians and vegans in the world.
There you go. Oh, Jen and Jeff, thank you very much. Any final words, Jen?
Oh, just thanks for having us, and thanks, Fairbanks.
Jeff?
Well, yeah, definitely want to shout out to Fairbanks and all the employees that got us through this pandemic. Absolutely amazing. We just love Fairbanks, and thank you for supporting us, not for just 15 years, but through this, really, this pandemic.
Fairbanks, that is our show. Jen and Jeff, thank you for being great business owners and what you bring to Fairbanks. Thank you so much. Fairbanks, you have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, The Red Couch, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.